And now from deep in inner space, the baddest sport known to the human race, MMA Lockout.
Our next guest on the show I'd like to welcome is a heavyweight in the UFC. He has 9 wins with 0 defeats and 1 draw. He's going to be fighting at the UFC on Fox 4 event when he takes on Ben Rothwell. Of course, I'm talking about Travis Brown.
Who are some of the athletes or fighters that have been major influences on yourself professionally as well as personally?
You know, all my brothers and sisters down at Alliance and coaching staff and stuff like that. That's really where I got it started, being coached by Coach Eric Del Fiero and the Alliance group. And one of my main coaches has been with me there from the beginning and still is Coach Billy Scheibe. He's always been a big influence on my fighting career and in my life in general as well. Boys and girls at Jackson's now, they're the ones helping me out, really working with hands-on a lot. And it's a good camp to be a part of.
You take on some of the best athletes on the planet. What do you do to get mentally prepared for a fight?
In the past, I had tried to prepare myself by maybe getting angry a little bit, kind of putting the pressure on to help me perform. You know, my last fight was the first time that I just tried to fight with the mentality of me being at, like, my personality. Like, it was actually, I had a lot of fun my last fight, and I was having fun during the process, the day of the fight. You know, I was really learning how to enjoy my job and have fun with it and just soak it all in, because you only get to do this once in your lifetime. I'm ready for it. I'm ready to be a part of it.
Travis, can you recall ever a time that there's been so much talent in the heavyweight division of mixed martial arts?
I think it's been here, but it's been so diverse. All the different heavyweights have been in different spots. Now, obviously, the sport has grown. You know, new heavyweights have come in to take it to the next level. I think, heavyweights are a rarity. A good heavyweight is hard to find. You know, you find a guy that's 6'7", 250, 260, 70 pounds. You know, a lot of times guys like that are playing football or basketball or baseball, you know. A lot of times because the money was better. But now that the UFC can, you know, not 100% compete with those kind of organizations, but you can now make a living off of that, I think you'll start seeing a lot more athletes come around as the pay goes up.
You took on Stefan Struve. That fight ended with a nasty Superman punch. Did you or your coaches see something on film that you feel set this move up?
It was the first time that we ever implemented a Superman punch into the game plan. We did see him using that knee a lot and trying to find a way to come up and over the top. I'd start seeing him load up on that knee, so it's actually a little bit of a combination that we throw based off of the Superman punch. If the Superman punch didn't land, then we're going to throw something else right after it. But, you know, Superman punch landed, that was it.
Chad Griggs came into the fight undefeated. He obviously didn't exit the fight with an unblemished record. What did you see that set up that submission?
Something with Chad that we noticed is he always got up to his right side when he put his back on the mat. We're expecting him to do that same thing. So we were ready for that situation, either armbar or choke or pass into a side control to continue the pressure on him. So we look for little things, certain tendencies that people have a hard time giving up when their back's towards the wall, pressure is being put on, you have tendencies that you just usually never get rid of.
Moving on to Ben Rothwell, tell us some parts of his game that you know you have to be cautious about.
See, we definitely have to be cautious of his power. He's a big boy. And, he comes to fight. These days it looks like he's really getting into shape as well. So that's something that we're going to have to work on too. I don't really try to focus on the other guys too much as I try to focus on what I have to go in there and do fight night. You know, I'm in there focusing on me, making sure I'm the quickest and fastest and the sharpest that night.
Where do you feel your advantages are in this bout?
I think my athleticism is going to pose a problem for my quickness. And I think, you know, a lot of people underestimate my power and my strength. I think all that kind of combined will definitely give me the edge in the fight.
You being one of the top heavyweights on the planet, I'm going to get some picks from you. UFC 146, Junior Dos Santos, Frank Mir, who you got?
Dos Santos.
Cain Velasquez, Antonio Bigfoot Silva.
Cain Velasquez.
Stefan Struve taking on LeVar Johnson.
Stefan Struve.
Who do you have in the Anderson Silva Shell Sonna matchup?
Ooh, that's a good one, man. I mean, I actually love the build up to Chael's fight so much because he's a wizard with the words. It's so funny just to watch him talk about himself like that. I think Anderson's a true champ. I think Chael has to prove that he can be better than that, and he hasn't yet. So I think I'm going to go with Anderson again.
One more pick, John Bones Jones, Dan Henderson.
Bones Jones. At this point, the light heavyweight division is pretty much unstoppable.
What is your MMA lockup guarantee with your fight with Ben Rothwell?
A very exciting fight. Me and Ben, we're going to show up, ready to go. We're going to be in shape. We're trying to knock somebody out, and we're just trying to hurt each other. So it'll be a great time. It'll be a great fight. You know, we just want people to be ready and have fun that day.
One last thing, Travis. How can people follow you on the World Wide Web as well as social media?
The best way to follow me is on Twitter, Travis Brown with the E, MMA.
Travis, good luck with your fight with Ben Rothwell. We appreciate you coming on. Hope to have you on again before the fight.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. That was Travis Brown, UFC heavyweight superstar, going to be taking on Ben Rothwell at the UFC on Fox Event 4. Make sure you check it out, folks. It's a free event. When we get back, we're going to talk more MMA action. You're listening to MMA Lockup. Make sure you check out the website, MMALockup.com, or also Facebook and Twitter at MMA Lockup. I'm